Hi, welcome to the Sam Welding Podcast, where I look behind the scenes at writing books and songs. I hope to look at the whole process, from the creative spark right to the final customer reaction. So last time, I said I'd shed some light into my writing techniques. Well, I have to say first of all that my background is primarily a scientific one. I studied zoology and parasitology at Glasgow Uni, and much preferred the relative certainty of the sciences at school. I think I was put off by the long, boring, to me at least, nonsensical passages from Shakespeare and been forced to read stuff I didn't really like. I always had a wild imagination and was a natural storyteller even back in the classroom. I sometimes embellish these stories and have a great knack of misremembering things. Still, it was only when I began writing in earnest that I suddenly realised that there was a reason for all the rules around language. As my first editor said, I had too many adverbs, too many points of view, etc. So how do I start? Well, these days I usually start writing fairly randomly about a character in a situation. I may have seen someone do something strange and then wondered what they were really like. I may have read a newspaper article and then wondered what happened next. And then there's my favourite. I may have eavesdropped on a conversation and harvested an interesting line or a certain scenario. Real dialogue is always a million times better than the made-up stuff. I'm basically a bit of a magpie. Okay, thief. Once I have the premise, I get stuck in and see where the story goes. If I'm lucky, I'll get excited by the story. See the movie in my head straight away, and then I'm suddenly trying to catch up like a reporter at the scene of a murder trying desperately to write everything down before it's too late, before someone changes a channel. If I can't stop writing and can't wait to continue the story, the chances are that the reader won't want to stop reading. So I spew out the whole thing as quickly as I can, and then the mop and shovel come out later. I rarely have a plan and often don't know who's done it till well into the story. Again, that way it's less contrived and possibly more difficult for the reader to work out the endings. This kind of fast pace may seem reckless to some, but I get bored very easily and I need the thrill, the pressure. I know some great writers, technically much better than me, who never finish anything. They get all overcritical and soon become bogged down in a mire of perfection, eventually sinking unheard below the mud. The mopping up is, of course, very important, and probably the most time-consuming for me. A good editor, along with a non-precious attitude, gets me through this part. I know my strengths and weaknesses. Sometimes I rewrite and remould the whole thing several times. This can take months or even years. I've read a few good books around writing, namely On Writing, A Memoir of the Craft by Stephen King, who is a genius in my opinion. He says things like, you should just use the word said instead of grunted or whispered, etc. And you have to be brave to do this, but many of his other insights are brilliant. I also enjoyed Eats, Shoots and Leaves by Lynn Terse, a kind of Bible on punctuation. Another tip is to read your work out loud. Check the flow. I can always tell a story better than I can write it down. It's hard to capture enthusiasm, excitement and seriousness of tone, etc. on the page. Anyway, I'm far from being an expert, and just because something works for me doesn't mean that another approach is wrong. The reason I have so many books out there or on the go is I think mainly down to my stubborn Turian temperament. And to now, I'm just back from another Waterstone signing in Dumfries, where we pretty much sold out. This gets me onto the store's own weekly chart display, which in itself will generate more sales. The staff are amazingly nice and helpful, and the people of Dumfries engaging and friendly. I always feel, I don't know, a bit of a second-rate Santa at these events, sitting in my wee table with my best come and talk to me, I won't bite you face. Most bookshoppers seem to have a pretty fixed book in mind when they come into a store, but some don't, and thankfully a percentage of these came to say hello. I tried to be pleasant without being pushy and hope for the best. This usually works, and I was particularly grateful to one shopper who came up to me having already bought the book in Glasgow. He began loudly enthusing about it, saying he couldn't put it down and talking about the research and stuff I must have done. That was a big phew, because it could have went the other way and he might have come in and said how rubbish it was for all I know, but the guy liked it, which was great, and other shoppers heard him and bought the book. I also got a nice write-up in the Dumfries and Galloway Standard saying I was the Glasgow Dan Brun, referring, I think, to the famous Dan Brown and not the legendary Bruns from the Sunday Post. I also got a nice 5-star review from eThriller.com. Now, back to news about Sam Wilding. I've had an interesting invitation from Ask Me UK to a cross-party meeting at the Scottish Parliament, where I am to engage in some kind of media sports activity with the First Minister and a selection of MSPs to promote a fitness course for young children. No offence to Mr. Salmon, but we don't really fit the sports hero type profile, myself and him. Never mind. Stay with me on this one and I'll fill the gaps next time. I've been writing more songs this week. This song, One by One, was actually recorded in a lay-by in the back seat of my car. Weird but true. While I was waiting somebody. Anyway, get more information at samwilding.com or damienpeck.co.uk. Remember, if you keep tuning in, I'll keep tuning up. Bye for now.
I'm falling apart like I have no more time, and I'm falling for you like I'm losing my mind. There's a full moon above me, 100 ways this could go wrong. Your window, there's frost on the pane, and I'm starting to shiver as the night closes in. There's a million good reasons that I should turn round and go home, but I just want to tell you the truth, 'cause I feel I've got nothing to lose. I know crazy to leave when I did, and now I don't know what to do. One by one, you chased all the clouds from the sun. You raised me back up when I stumbled and fell, when I thought my good times had gone. Hard to believe, I feel like I finally won. Now I remember why I'm still alive. Wipe the mist from my mind and the tears from my eyes. Every star in the night sky above me is urging me on. So I walk to your door as you turn on the light. Can't believe you'll forgive me, but I have to try. There's a million good reasons why you should just tell me to go. But I just wanna tell you the truth, 'cause I feel I've got nothing to lose. I know it was crazy to leave when I did, and now I don't know what to do. chased all the clouds from the sun. You raised me back up when I stumbled and fell.